tighten marketings this week and higher wholesale pork prices over the past 2 days are fueling mostly steady early calls for cash hog prices today. There are firm tones in a few locations, according to industry sources, one of them including Peoria, where they're calling for a steady to 50-cent higher day, the top price $41.50. They say the side roads are still slick from yesterday's snow, but they say the butcher run will be fairly light. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Tuesday, February 6th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,669. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.50 to $67.91. The weighted average was $63.95. That's up $1.36 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $43.68 to $53.50, the weighted average $51.14. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $10,098. The base price range was $58 even to $67.25, the weighted average $64.82. That was up 33 cents from Monday. On a live basis there, barrels and gilt sold from $45.91 to $53.50, the weighted average there $49.98.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Coming up, we'll take a look at overnight trade on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. A little mixed picture after yesterday's decline on the markets during the open outcry trading during the day. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. First, though, a look at our growing area's weather for today. Here to do that, AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, no more threatening weather is expected across the U.S. wheat area. Snow cover is sufficient to protect the soft wheat from ongoing cool conditions. Hard red wheat areas will not see any extreme cold for the next couple of weeks, and that should minimize the impact of melting snow and ice there. As far as the cold air and conditions that will affect livestock, well, the cold air will remain in place across the Midwest and the far northern plains over the next 5 days without much change in specific readings. Snow will fall a little bit today across the lower Midwest towards the Mississippi River Valley. That may create a few traveled issues, not quite as bad as yesterday, and it may also induce a little more animal stress. However, the situation will be far from a crisis. Most central and southern plains areas not seriously impacted by the extreme cold or substantial precipitation over the coming week. Light snow and a little freezing drizzle may occur periodically in the high plains region from Montana to Oklahoma. But again, most of that precipitation will be very light. The odds do favor more storminess during the second week of a two-week forecast period for the southern plains, lower Mississippi, the Delta, and the southeastern states, with rain, snow, and freezing rain occurring more often beginning during the midweek next week and continuing into the week of February 18th. The change may create some periodic travel issues, and animal stress may increase from time to time. Timing of the storm systems for the second week, not very reliable, but odds do favor a first storm system during the middle of next week. As far as areas that are in the growing season, Brazil and Argentina, well, yesterday Brazil saw rainfall in about two-thirds of their summer crop region. Totals pushed around 2 inches through midnight in southern Minas Gerais, surpassing 3 inches in the eastern third of central Mato Grosso. Rainfall elsewhere varied from a few hundredths of an inch to nearly a full inch. Driest areas were in Mato Grosso do Sul, southwestern Mato Grosso, and western Rio Grande do Sul. The showers and thunderstorms will continue in Brazil on a routine basis over the next couple weeks, but they will continue to be erratically distributed, and some areas may be getting far more rain than others. The pattern not very unusual for this time of year, but there will still be a need for greater sunshine and a little warmth, especially across Minas Gerais and neighboring areas where recent weather has been too wet and too cool. As far as Argentina, not much rain was occurring yesterday. A few showers noted in eastern Buenos Aires, San Luis, and in a few northern cotton areas, but the majority of the coarse grain and oilseed areas were dry. A further decrease in predicted precipitation was made for late this week in this morning's forecast, while the storm system advertised for Sunday and Monday was expected to intensify. If the rain event is missed or is notably weaker, there might be more reason to watch Argentina a little more closely next week and the following weekend due to anticipated net drying. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Now we take a look at overnight trade in Kansas City. The March wheat contract overnight opened at 477.5 up one, last traded up 1.75. The July at 490.5 up a half on the open, last traded up a half. In Chicago, the March wheat opened at 452.5 overnight, up 1.5, last trade up 2.5. May at 466 down a penny, last trade up a quarter. July 474.25, unchanged, last trade up 2. December wheat at 495 a bushel, up 1.25, last trade up a penny and 3/4. The March wheat contract, or the March corn contract, rather, on the Board of Trade at 396.5 on the open, unchanged, last trade up 1.75. May, 408.25, down a half, last trade up 1.25. July, 415.25, down a quarter, last trade up 1.75. September opened unchanged at 401.5, last traded up 1.75. December, next year's corn, or this year's corn, rather, 391.5, unchanged, last trade up 1.75. March of 08 corn, 397.75, unchanged, last trade up 1. March oats opened at 254, unchanged, last trade up quarter. The May at 262, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. In the bean pit, March opened overnight at 739, up a quarter, last trade up 1.75. The May at 753.5, down 3/4, last trade up 1.75. July at 767.75, down 1, up 1.25, or up a quarter, rather, on the last trade. August beans at 773, down 3, last trade down 3. November at 789.25, down 2, last trade up 1.25. March soybean meal opened at 213 even, down 30, last trade up 30. The May at 217.80, unchanged on the open and the last trade. Bean oil for March opened at 30.36, down 1, last trade up 8. The May at 30.89, unchanged on the open, last trade down 5. Joining us now for a look at the opening market as we begin this Wednesday is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom.
Looking for a bit of a recovery today after the declines, particularly in the corn and the wheat.
I would think so. We continue to be in somewhat of a sideways to lower trend, actually in both of those commodities, so sideways to a little bit lower trend. We got down last night to 96, bounced back off of that. That seems to be our history here. We're going to try and start 1 to 2 better, I think, both corn and beans. Wheat will probably be in that same camp also, and see who's there to try and buy it. I would not be surprised to see the locals come out and try and sell it and see if they can push back down through the 96 again, sometime shortly after the opening. News is relatively thin today. The outside markets are a little bit firmer. We'll see whether they hold together or not. Crude oil's up a little bit here as we get started. So we might see some support there. But people are beginning to position for Friday's report, although I think Friday's report is going to be kind of a non-event. So looking for a touch better start, but I don't think there's anything really major really driving people. I still think that corn market would be healthier if we'd back a little deeper into that gap area, get down in the mid-80s or somewhere thereabouts. Could actually make for a healthier market as much length as we have by the spec funds today.
But at the short firm, you're saying that 396 support might hold?
It looks like it's going to at least hold for right now as it's done in the past. But I do keep in mind that last night was our lowest close we've had since the USDA report came out.
How about the bean market? Some people are calling for a slightly higher bean market today. It ended the day sort of flat to lower yesterday.
Yeah, but it had 2 days of new contract highs along the way. Of note on the beans today is that we continue to see almost everybody, without question, down in South America, increasing their crop projections. I saw Abiav was out today at 57.1. We've seen 56.4. We've seen 57.5. It feels like, if anything, in the USDA report on Friday, they might actually increase South American crop yields, actually on both corn and beans.
All right, so let's get your calls today.
I'm going to go 1 to 2 better pretty much across the board, corn, beans, and wheat, thinking stuff's going to be a little bit firmer. I think the hog market tries to start a little bit firmer after retracing yesterday, and the cattle market's kind of a mixed event to me today.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Maple is with FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Quick look at the markets right now in Wall Street as the trading day is open there. The Dow is up 3.5 points, now about 3 points at 12,669. The S&P up 1.25 points at 14,49. The NASDAQ is opening on the upside about 7 points at 24.78.